This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. D.R. McConnell is a graduate of Oral Roberts University in Oklahoma. In 1988, McConnell wrote a book with the title, A Different Gospel, a historical and biblical analysis of the modern faith movement. McConnell quotes from the book, The Cult of Prosperity by Dr. Gordon Fee, one of Pentecostal movement's finest scholars. Please listen to Dr. Fee. American Christianity is rapidly being infected by an insidious disease, the so-called health and wealth gospel, although there is very little of the character of the gospel in it. In its more brazen forms, it simply says, serve God and get rich. In its more respectable but pernicious forms, it builds $15 million crystal cathedrals to the glory of affluent suburban Christianity. Page 170. I know you have heard television evangelists such as Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland, Paul Crouch, and a host of others promote the prosperity gospel. Have you ever taken the time to search the scripture to determine if there really is very little of the character of the gospel in the prosperity gospel? Paul's letter to the Corinthians is a good place to start our investigation. Please listen to Paul. Even under this present hour, we both hunger and thirst and are naked and are buffeted and have no certain dwelling place. 1 Corinthians 4:11. Incidentally, McConnell quotes Kenneth Hagin, the godfather of the prosperity gospel, as saying, God wants his children to eat the best. He wants them to have the best clothing. He wants them to drive the best cars. And he wants them to have the best of everything. Page 175. If Kenneth Hagin were right, and he most certainly is not, we would have to conclude that Paul and the other apostles were second-class citizens at best. According to Paul, there were times when he was hungry and thirsty and naked. If God means for us to eat the best and have the best clothing, he overlooked the Apostle Paul. Paul informed the Philippians, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Philippians 4:12. Have the health and wealth preachers ever read 1 Corinthians 4 or Philippians 4? Maybe Paul just did not have enough faith, or maybe he did not know how to name it and claim it. Whatever the case, the great apostle did not at times have enough food and water and adequate clothing. Are the prosperity preachers ever embarrassed by these passages? If they are getting enough money, maybe it just does not matter what they preach. Not only was Paul sometimes deprived of food, water, and adequate clothing, he was also buffeted. The word buffeted comes from the Greek kalephizo, which literally means to strike with the fist. Is Paul saying that he was sometimes beaten and abused in other ways? What did he mean in these verses? In stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in death often. Of the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes save one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. 2 Corinthians 11:23-25. I could be wrong, but that does not sound like prosperity to me. What Paul suffered at times is also what our Lord had to suffer. The word buffeted was used of the treatment Christ received during his last days on earth. Matthew 26:67. The Apostle Peter asked, For what glory is it if, when you are buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently? But if, when you do well and you suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable to God. 1 Peter 2:20. What an absolute disgrace when those who profess to follow Christ and his apostles pervert the gospel the way the prosperity preachers do. They are literally misleading hundreds of thousands of people. Thank you, and may God bless you.